Here's a summary of what we've covered in this lesson. We looked at Qupit and PyPies. Qupit is the message broker software that enables messages to be sent from service to service. These messages include those from the LDM to the distribution service for raw files, as well as the broadcast messages from EDEX when the files have been processed. PyPies handles the read and write of the HDF data. We looked at three specific types of files that may be important for troubleshooting. The first type were the PID files that are created when each Java virtual machine starts. The second type of file was the banner.txt file that contains the EDEX version information. The last was setup.env, which sets environment variables for EDEX, including which localization it runs. We saw the manual endpoint, which allows someone to ingest data into EDEX manually simply by copying a file into the /awips2 EDEX data manual directory. And we caution against using the manual endpoint operationally. We learned about the two dimensions of the localization store. The first was based on EDEX, CAVE, and common with two directories in CAVE. So the four directories were EDEX static, CAVE config, CAVE static, and common static. So each has a static directory plus CAVE has the additional config directory. The second dimension of the localization store was based on base site user with two additional special purpose configuration levels configured between base and site and workstation between site and user. Only EDEX static did not have a user configuration level. We looked at two specific types of config files as well as the EDEX log files. We saw how the distribution files routed raw files to their correct decoder, with each decoder having its own distribution file. We also saw that each plugin can have its own purge rules and path keys files to control data purging. Purging can work either based on the number of versions to keep or by a retention time. Purging can be manually run using a web interface. Finally, we saw how the log files were organized and how each EDEX server has its own independent set of logs.